Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hey, Rachel. My name is Emmett Ward. I just saw on the internet that you guys were the concierge for the pistol, out-of-state pistol permit in New Hampshire. Is that
Okay.
correct?
Yes, sir. We're the call center.
Okay. Well, I went ahead and I filled it out and I sent the fee to you guys. I think it was $69. But when I went to fill out the application to New Hampshire, I don't have a state permit. I live in Louisiana and I don't have a state permit here. I never had one here. I had one in Colorado, but I moved from Colorado and I guess I'm not going to be able to apply. Is there any way to cancel that application I gave to you guys?
Well, so that I can better assist, I don't know if it's saying that you have to. Well, I can pull up the application, maybe a copy of it to look at it. Not sure if
Yeah,
it's saying that you.
it says you have to have, they want the number of your pistol permit in the state that you reside, and it has to be a state that does not require a concealed permit. That's on the back of the application. And Louisiana does require that. So I just was trying to save time by using this. But when I looked at the back of the application, that's what it said. Now, and wouldn't apply to me.
Okay, well, so that I can try to help, well, not saying that you don't understand it, but if you could please provide me with your name.
Emmett, Emmett,
Okay.
Ward, Ward.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ward. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
19 White Drive, Hammond, Louisiana, 70401.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And if you'd also please provide your email address.
E.L. Ward, Ward, 0503 at att.net.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. And please verify your phone number.
985-630-5988.
Okay. And I thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir, and is the phone number that you've called us on a good number to reach you on in case we get disconnected?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for that information. Let's see. Well, that just made additional pages there. Let me exit out here.
Excuse me.
All right, let's see. All right, so I have gotten your account located that is showing your name, first and last name, your address, your email, your phone number, and it is showing that on today you did complete the online training course. It shows a digital certificate and you did pay the fee of $69, and you have a concern about not qualifying
Right,
to.
because it says on the back of the New Hampshire thing, on the front it says they want your present permit number. Well, they don't have a permit in that state, and it's the application for an out-of-state permit, and it says to on the back, it says read the back to make sure you qualify. And the first thing it says is you have to have a permit in the state that you're in.
Okay.
And I don't have that.
And I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at a copy of the application to find that.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it's showing me the back.
Yeah, you have to go further
And
down.
you.
You have to
Okay.
scroll down.
Okay. And that is for the non-resident portion, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Because I wanted to check and make sure as well. Some states don't require a permit, so if it's one that's a state that's not required, let's
For a moment.
see. Let me get back. I had yours pulled up.
Well, in our state, you can open carry without a permit, but they wanted the concealed permit.
Okay.
And I didn't, I don't have that.
Okay.
I mean, I can already open carry. I just don't like to do that. It makes, I know it makes some people nervous.
Okay. Let's see. According to the Louisiana State Police, Louisiana does recognize this permit. For residents of Louisiana, a state-issued permit is also required, is what they say. So for,
right.
And possibly I'm not understanding what you're asking, but for all 50, all residents of all 50 states can apply for it since there's a reciprocity in over half the country. But probably what I'm still not getting is the part about the, I still haven't found that yet.
Well, it's the first thing. The first line on the back of the application.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably the issue with it.
Right.
Okay, so after the signature certification and release of information, you said there's something on the back of that page.
Right.
Okay.
And it, I filled it all out, and I went to the back. I should have done that to start with. I have better sense, but... and it says, you know, if you're from a state that says you have to have a permit to carry in your own state,
mm-hmm.
that they want that number. But and if you're not registered in that state, then you can't apply.
Okay. Now, you said that you have an open carry.
Yeah, they have an open carry in this state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it requesting that you just provide whatever kind of permit that you have?
Well, you don't have a permit, see? It's just it's in our state constitution.
Okay.
And you don't have to have a permit. It's just a just something that people, it's always been that way.
Okay. Let me put in an inquiry here because it says for residents of Louisiana, a state-issued permit is also required, but maybe that's for the concealed carry.
That's it right there.
Okay.
That's what it's saying, and I don't have that.
Okay. Does it allow you space to write in there? Because with this one, for people that, well... For people who don't qualify, which you would qualify for it, but I can. The only thing is, once you complete the short training course, we can't change the status, saying that you don't qualify. So it's a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what I can do.
Most states recognize Louisiana, except the West Coast and some of the East Coast states.
Mm-hmm.
But New Hampshire does. But if I had the permit here, then I wouldn't need one from there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do it even if their state doesn't recognize it. If they travel a bit or have vacation homes or family, friends in other states,
right.
They won't have to worry about being... they can be legal there.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And some people do it for that reason.
Right.
But let's see.
See, I think in Utah, they do it. They used to do it, and then they stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for what reason.
Okay. So for that information that it's providing there, which unfortunately
I don't qualify.
Noted for. Let me put in a note here because let's see what they tell me.
Okay. And what should I do? Just wait to see if it's reversed on my bill or
Well, we wouldn't be able to reverse it. I can provide you with a partial refund because you passed the course. Now, here we just assist with the course. You know,
I
with
got
the
you.
With the
well, it was $69 for you guys, and
okay.
if I can't use it, I don't really have any, you know, any refund you can give me, I'd appreciate.
No problem. I just wanted to confirm some information because if
right.
that
I understand.
Is so, yes. Yes, sir.
I
just
understand.
Wanted they'll answer me while I'm on the line, but I just need to
okay.
put the question in.
Right. I understand. Everybody has protocols they have to go by.
And let me just put it in here. So they can probably look there. I can't see the back of that. Okay. It'll be just a few minutes, sir. I'm sorry about the delay.
Okay, you want me to hang on?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, open carry only in Louisiana, which does not require a permit. No, I'm talking out loud, sir.
Oh, no, it's the way I do it, too. People at work are always saying, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't have conversations with myself, but I am. Talking out loud right
and,
now.
I tell them, look, I'm just making sure everything's right.
Yes, sir. Let me also see if I can. All right, so someone should be responding to me in just a moment.
Okay.
But I know that they the list that they provide, let's see, this was last updated March 29th, so it is pretty updated. Although let's see what she just said there. Okay, so they said 1 second, or which means they're looking into it. Oh. I guess I need to correct something. That sentence doesn't make... that word in there twice.
Oh.
All right, so that makes sense now. And I need to put in his state. Left that out. Conceal carry in his state of Louisiana. All right, they're trying to get the correct person to answer to answer this for me. Okay, let me look at the In order to expedite license issuance procedures for those applicants who currently hold a valid. Okay, that's for New Hampshire. Yep, I don't have access to what you're looking at. All right, let me just check again. All right, they are. Still tagging there. Okay, let me see what she said. Okay, that's not the problem here. Okay, because of info. Okay, so all right, let me correct it again. That's what happens when you're trying to type so fast. Let's see. Take that letter off. Okay, I'm sorry, sir, about the delay.
Sure.
I was just trying to make sure I got the correct answer for you. Okay. Well, we'll learn something else today. Obviously, no one has asked that before.
Well, I should have looked at that before I got started, but didn't have, you know, you didn't fill that out until you had done the other board.
Okay. All right. I can't say nay or yay because I cannot see that.
Right.
No, maybe possibly for any permits that you would have, they might would want to know about it. So they said, I don't see permit number on our application. Well, I don't either.
Yeah.
It's what she's telling me.
Right.
But the one that you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they had the web site to go and fill out the application.
Mm-hmm.
The application says at the top for non-resident revolver and pistols. And you start, the very first thing at the top is, what is your license number in your home state? Well,
okay.
I don't have one. And on the back it says, you know, you have to have a license number in your home state to apply or you have to get someone, the sheriff or someone, to write a letter saying why you should be able to get that.
Okay.
And that, you know, I'm not going to do all of that.
Okay. Now, I'm not familiar with that application, so if you just went to a website, that's probably why it's a little bit confusing. Because here we assist
with...
Well,
that's where it said to go. When I filled out the thing, it was $69 for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had other stuff, and it said the thing they had up there, I couldn't print on your website. So it said, go to this website. So I went to the actual New Hampshire website and to get the application.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why it's confusing.
Right, I understand.
For Rush Concealed, the application that you download is the one that you complete and get mailed in. There is a, let me pull up the, go back up here. Okay, yeah, for the instructions for completing the online training course, when you're out of state, you download and print the certificate. You complete the application form, DSS P260, which is the one that you download from the information that's sent to your email address. Then you mail in the money order or the cashier's check in the amount of $100 payable to the state of New Hampshire treasurer. And it provides the address for New Hampshire State Police permits and license, the suite 3B Hazen Drive in Concord, New Hampshire, 03305. And you mail it in. And that's the only process that's required.
Okay,
so I don't know of a link that tells you that you have to go directly to the state of New Hampshire's website. But the application that you download and complete is the one that you download in your after you complete the training process there.
Alright, I already did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I wonder if I'll go back and be able to access that now.
You should just be able to check your email address.
Okay. Well,
yes, sir. You would complete the one there.
Okay.
Well, pardon me. You would complete the application from what you download. Information should be in your email because
I'll
it's digital.
Right
you got
now.
The digital certificate, and it's an application packet that also contains a checklist page.
Okay. I will go and look at that, look for that right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
You bet. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.